you've landed inside Launch Street, the Business Innovation Podcast, where we interview top innovators out there shaking things up so you can innovate, differentiate, and get further faster. Since you're here, we know you're the type of person that recognizes the importance of unlocking your innovation advantage so you can compete and win. And now, your host, the person that has worked with leading companies like Disney, Procter & Gamble, Arrow Electronics, the U.S. Army Research Labs, and Red Robin on upping their innovation advantage, Tamara Gontor.
What's up, Launch Street? Tamara here for yet another awesome podcast and Q&A. I just so love it when you give me your questions. They are so good and so relevant to so many of us. And I think this one in particular will resonate with a lot of you. So let's get to Morgan's question.
Hey, Tamara. This is Morgan from Lincoln, Nebraska, and I have a few work challenges I can't seem to overcome. They just keep coming up, and I feel like my brain is on a hamster wheel trying the same things over and over again. How do I get unstuck?
Wow. I feel like that is a question that a lot of us have experienced, isn't it? All of us everyday innovators out there where we are spinning on that hamster wheel, or we see that brick wall and we just keep banging up against it. And we know there's a way to go around it or through it or under it or even remove the brick wall, but we keep banging our heads the same way. And it's so frustrating, isn't it? So Morgan, thank you for asking this question that I think a lot of us have experienced. And here's the thing I want us all to kind of remember, because as I was listening to Morgan's question, I remembered to, you know, give myself and all of us to give ourselves a little bit of grace. And what I mean by that is knowing that it is, you're not alone in banging your head. It's not always as easy to get around that brick wall. And sometimes you just need to shake things up a little bit. And our minds and our bodies, as humans, we're repetitive creatures. So just know that you're not alone. You're not the only one dealing with that hamster wheel, and that we together are going to find ways to get unstuck. So let's do that. I actually have three super simple tools, exercises that you can use to get unstuck that I often use with clients that work incredibly well. Now, I love the first and the second one, but I got to tell you, the third one's actually my favorite. So you're going to want to stick around in the podcast to listen to that one. Because even if you're like, oh my gosh, the first one totally speaks to me, or the second one, trust me, the third one will too. All right, let's get into it. So here's the first one. Morgan, here's what I want you to consider. Your input equals your output. What do I mean by that? Is questions in is answers out. So if you're asking yourself the same questions, you're going to get to the same answers. And here's the thing, peeps, we don't even realize we're doing it. Did you know that 96% of our thoughts are repetitive? That means we think the same things we thought yesterday, and the day before that, and the day before that. So it's no wonder we're accidentally asking the same questions over and over again. And when we ask the same questions, we put ourselves on the same thinking paths, right? We fire the same wiring in our brains, and we get to the same answers. So Morgan, that could be why you're feeling so stuck and getting those same answers over and over again, is because we're actually starting at the same place and taking the same paths. So for your first tool, what I want you to do is I want you to ask three new questions. Now, I know that's like, okay, Tamara, but what questions do I ask? Don't worry, I got you covered. So here's two ways to do that. Because here's the thing, actually, let me back up before I go into it. New questions will take you down new paths, which will take you down new solutions. Your brain will have no choice but to fire in new and different ways, to connect different dots, to think differently about the challenge. So asking new, different questions will force you in new directions. So here's two ways to do that. One is flipping a word out of it. I call it word games. In fact, it's one of my favorite exercises on our online toolkit for individuals and teams, because it's the simplest way to get to a new place. Let me give you an example. So maybe the question is something like, how do I capture new customers, right? And maybe how do I acquire new customers? And that's the question you're asking yourself over and over again, because that is what you need. You need new customers. That's fine. I'm not yet changing the problem. But what I want you to do is to change the verb. Hopefully I got that right. I'm horrible at English. English is my second language. I always like to give that as my excuse. But the word acquire, right? So instead of how do we acquire new customers, you're just going to play some word games. And you're going to flip out that questions. And you're going to say, How do we build new customers? How do we find new customers? How do we capture new customers? How do we generate new customers? How do we lure in new customers? Keep playing with the words, but here's what you'll find. So if you start and always start with how do we acquire new customers, right? That word acquire is always going to take you to the same place. But how do we build new customers takes you to a whole different answer. And don't hold yourself back. Don't play the whole, yeah, but we're not building them. We have to find them. I get that. But you want to start at a different place with a different question to get you to new answers. You will uncover new insights, new solutions, new problems even. You'll uncover all of that by asking different questions. So play a word game with yourself. Just flip out. That sounds horrible. Switch out the verb that you're using. How do I grow my business? Well, how do I evolve my business? How do I elevate my business? How do I sustain my business? All of those questions, that word game, will take you to new thought patterns, which will inevitably take you to new solutions. The second one is, in terms of switching out the questions, is I want you to flip it. So if your question is, again, this is just an example here, it could be anything, but like, you know, how do we get new customers? If that's your question, I want you to flip it to what would happen if customers would come to us, right? Just take the opposite approach to your starting point. I had a team that I was working with, they're an internal auditing team, and they were trying to figure out how do I get the documents from their clients, which is actually the other internal teams, how do I get those documents faster so we can do our jobs? And when they flipped the question and said, what if it's not about getting documents faster? What if we flipped it and said, how do we have everything we need up front? That's how they got to whole new solutions that got them unstuck. So whatever that question is in your brain that you're kind of constantly stuck against and hitting up against that brick wall, I want you to ask it differently. So if you're sitting there just thinking to yourself, oh man, how do I stay relevant in my job given all the changes? Instead of asking the question, how do I stay relevant? Maybe the question becomes something like, how do people perceive me of incredible value? Do you see the difference there? Different input equals different output. Different questions equals different patterns and different solutions and different answers. So that is tool number one, flip the questions that you're asking. Tool number two is all about unconscious bias. So here's the thing that's so fascinating, I think anyway, about the human brain. So we have this primal brain inside, which I'm sure you've heard a lot about recently. I know I've talked a lot about, in fact, there were two podcasts earlier about the primal brain that me and my friend Derek did, where we kind of break down some of the books that we've read recently and the science behind it. It's fascinating. But for this, what the primal brain does is it wants the outside world to match your inside world. So your beliefs, right? Your identity. And when it does that, it accidentally filters out new and different. It's actually working against us when it comes to getting unstuck because it wants things to match. It wants things to align, right? But when we are trying to get unstuck, we need to get out of alignment a little bit, right? We need to look a little bit differently. But here's the good news. While your primal brain is trying to do that, you can actually trick it into letting in new ideas. It's actually really easy to do. Two ways. One is play your own devil's advocate. You know that person in a meeting who, you're like, oh, we're going to do this idea. The solution seems great. And they're like, yeah, but what if it didn't? And you're over there frustrated and rolling your eyes. Totally get it. I totally know those people in meetings. But that's actually a really valuable tool of saying, yeah, but let's play devil's advocate about this for a minute. What if it didn't work? What if we didn't need new customers? What if we didn't need to be relevant? So one way to get out of your own way, actually, and to trick your brain into letting in new ideas is to play your own devil's advocate. Play things from a different perspective. Force yourself into that. The second one is find someone who you know will disagree with you. You know will have a different perspective than you. That will force you to listen to the new and the different. Doesn't mean they're going to be right. Doesn't mean that what they say is what you're going to run out and do and have your solution. But it'll open your brain to new thinking. And that will absolutely help you get unstuck. All right, now for the third one, which I absolutely love. Oh my gosh. Okay, I think I was telling you. I couldn't wait to get to this one. I love the other two as well. Don't get me wrong. But there's something about this one that I think puts the brain at ease and puts people who are more skeptical at ease and really works. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to idea storm or mind map off of the solutions that you create. Here's what we normally do. We have a problem, we have a challenge, we have that thing that we want to kind of get unstuck, that brick wall that we're looking at, and we think and we think and we think, and then we get to a solution and we go, aha, got it, done. Now I got to think about the tactics, right, that I want to put into play, right? I'm done. Once I have my solution, like the shop of innovation is closed, I'm done, I'm moving into tactics. The challenge is, and to Morgan, your point earlier, you're actually coming up with the same stuff over and over again, and it's not getting you to the results that you're looking for. So instead of stopping at that moment and moving into execution mode, I actually want you to take that solution and use that as a springboard for new ideas. Make it a starting point instead of an endpoint. Let me give you an example of what I mean. And then I actually want to do a little exercise with you to kind of show it in the real world. So here's the example. So as we talked earlier, right, the challenge is how do I acquire new customers? Just using that as our example. And maybe you think and you think and you get to it and you say, okay, here's my solution. We're going to create a referral program with incentives for current customers. So it makes perfect sense, right? Totally get it. Good idea. Not saying it's wrong. But normally what we do there, right, the next step would be go to the tactics to implement that solution. That is not what I want you to do. What I want you to do is to use that idea of the referral program to generate other solutions. I want you to mind map off of that and see what other ideas and other innovative solutions you can get to. That will absolutely, Morgan, get you and all of us unstuck, because part of the reason we're getting stuck is because we get to that solution and then we stop. We shut down and we think, oh, I can't think of anything else. But here's the thing. The brain's automatically going to go to what it knows. So we can use that, but then we can use that to actually come up with new ideas. Let me show you why this works with a quick exercise. All right, innovators, here's what I want us all to do. I want you lightning fast, without thinking about it too much, I just want you to shout out the first color that comes to mind. Okay? So for me, it was blue. So normally, what people come up with when I do this in front of teams and with audiences is it's usually the obvious colors, right? Blue, green, red, purple, maybe some yellow. But it's the pretty obvious ones. Why is that? Because our brains go to what's obvious, to what it knows. It goes to what is going to be easy and simple as a solution. But now, let's say your color is blue like mine. Whatever your color is, actually do it with whatever color. I want you to then mind map off of that color. So what other colors does blue get me to? Well, let's see. Maybe it's sky blue. Maybe it's deep blue. Aqua, teal comes to mind. Do you see what happened there though? I started with the obvious and then I use that to get more innovative. And I see it with audiences all the time where they'll shout out a color and then the first one's mostly, it's 70, 80% of the room, like go with the, you know, blue, red, green, like the primaries. But then you can use that to get to the more innovative colors, the more creative ones, the more interesting ones. Well, the same applies for solutions. Get to that first solution, know that it's coming, don't fight it, know that it's coming, but then use that solution to build and innovate against. So if we go back, right, now I'm going to use referral programs and incentives for current customers as my base idea. That's my blue in this example. And then I'm going to use that to mind map off of and go, okay, well, and this is just me thinking on the top of my head, but let's say it's referral program incentives for current customers. So maybe I flip it. Maybe I actually have incentive programs for new customers. Maybe I have group discounts or group loyalty programs. Incentives also takes me to maybe I have some kind of community. So do you see what's happening there? I started with the obvious and I mind map. Don't shut yourself down when you get to that first solution. That's why we get stuck, because we go, oh, this is it. I can't come up with any more. And sometimes when we fight it too early, meaning like we're over there saying to ourselves, don't come up with the obvious, don't come up with the obvious, don't come up with the obvious. That's exactly what we come up with. So you know what? Let's let ourselves come up with the obvious, but then let's use the obvious to get to the innovative. And that's really, when you think about all of these tools that I just shared, these three, it's using the obvious to get to the innovative. So, Morgan, for all of us, I love this question so much. Thank you for asking. To recap, number one, input equals output. Ask new questions. Number two, overcome your unconscious bias by tricking your brain. And number three, use the obvious to get to the innovative. Idea storm off of solutions that you have. All right, Morgan, thank you so much for asking that question. I'm always so appreciative. Launch Street, let's have all of us input our questions. You see how valuable it is when someone asks, because I promise you, whatever you're struggling with, there's somebody out there that can benefit from that as well. So I can help you, and you get to help the entire community. How amazing is that? All right, you guys are amazing. Thank you. I adore you all. Let's go out there and do something innovative.
Thanks for hanging with us on Inside Launch Street. If you know someone that is truly ready to unlock their innovation advantage, have them join you on Launch Street. Discover your innovation advantage. Build a team of high-performing innovators and ignite ideas and solutions that create massive impact. GOTO, LaunchStreet.com. Remember, innovators, if you don't take the leap, somebody else will.